What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I think the polls are testament. You see what's happening, and now they say I'm going even higher. So I think the country is fed up with what's going on. You know, in the old days, they used the term silent majority. We have the silent majority back, folks.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
You have unseated the king, Griff Jenkins. Can I tell you that? You have become the busiest man at Fox News ahead of Brian Kilmeade this week.
I know. At the last minute, I was so honored. Brian had to do some sort of story. They had to pull him off, or after TV, pull him off his radio show. And so they asked me to sit in, and I always love sitting in the radio studio, particularly for Kilmeade's show, and joining you guys, because as we've all talked about, you know, my background is talk radio. I started in talk radio, and there's nowhere I'm more comfortable than sitting behind a mic.
Well, I'm sure it meant a lot to you to be in the Tony Snow studio, right?
It sure did. And just for our listeners that don't know the backstory, the quick version is, you know, I was a producer at Fox well before I was a reporter or fill-in anchor, and I was a producer for Tony Snow's radio show. I started his radio show in D.C. We started in like a broom closet with a Mackie board and some XLR cables, and now in the state-of-the-art Fox News radio studios in D.C., it is the Tony Snow radio studio. He, of course, passed away from colon cancer years ago after his last job was the press secretary at the White House for George W. Bush. And he has been a mentor and one of the smartest, nicest humans I had ever met. And every day, you know, when we get complicated stories, I always try and think, how would Tony Snow approach this? What would he say? What would he question about it? What would he, you know, see the context being behind it? And it has helped guide me and gets me through figuring a lot of stories out.
He was always very calm and level-headed in his approach to things. I loved his voice, and certainly we miss him for sure. You know, next time I have you on, I'm going to wear my Washington Redskins. I have a vintage Washington Redskins shirt, a long sleeve shirt given to me by a Washington Redskins fan.
Man, I love it. Listen, I'm so fired up. I'm so fired up for this season. And, you know, I'm telling you, if they do change the name back to Redskins, it's going to be me and Lucas Tomlinson, my correspondent here in the Fox Bureau, that gets credit for it, because we were pushing it. Lucas asked the president about it. President Trump said, well, I'd change it back.
And I'd support it, yeah.
I kept pushing it, and now Trump's really been pushing Josh Harris, our owner here, the Commanders. But at the end of the day, you know, President Trump had a great line, which is, he said, well, sometimes winning changes it, meaning if we have a season like we did last year, it may fall to the wayside. The people care about it. They just want wins. And let me tell you, I am, you know, go on record now. I think that our quarterback, Jaden Daniels, will one day be in the conversation with Tom Brady, with Brett Favre.
Wow.
He really is. In fact, yesterday, our coach, Dan Quinn, was, you know, doing the media rounds, and he said he thinks that Daniels, the way he put it, he said he has a hunger for greatness. He said he has the one thing that you can't teach, and that is a absolute commitment to focus. And in the off season and every day in practice, he zeroes in on what it is specifically he needs to be focused on, and he tries to master it. Doesn't get out over his skis, get ahead of himself. He just wants to fix it and do whatever it is that that task is, and he stays 100% committed to it. And if he comes in and gives us a season like he did last year, and now we've got Debo on our team to supplement Terry McLaurin, right, we may have a winning season again.
We can't relate here in St. Louis. We've lost the NFL forever. And then we sued him and won $700 million, so I know they're never coming back.
It's not fair.
It's college football around here. That's all we care about these days. I played that bite off the top from the president about immigration. You're covering an immigration story today, right?
Yeah, I am. And, you know, as you are familiar with, the news cycle is tough to keep up
with.
It's just so crazy these days. But I saw this story this week, I think it was on Tuesday, that the Pentagon acknowledged that they're sending some 600 judge advocates and civilian lawyers from the DOD to the DOJ to serve as immigration judges to try and deal with this backlog. I was like, that story is important. My bosses were like, why? I said, it's important because you've got some 3.7 million cases that are backlogged in immigration court. There's only about 600 that exist now. And, it, you know, while we all saw the flaws in Senator Langford's border bill that went down in flames, that did actually try and address it. And now in the Big Beautiful Bill, there is money being allocated for more immigration judges. But at the end of the day, these backlogged near 4 million cases are something that's got to be dealt with. And in fairness, it wasn't just the Biden years. This has been across bipartisan, multiple administrations, really going all the way back to the Obama years when it started to really get overloaded. And so I did an interview this morning with a guy that represents the union that represents immigration judges. And he said, you know, we're just glad to see that at least this administration acknowledges there's a massive problem that's been ignored and needs to be dealt with. However, we do have some, you know, reservations because immigration law is complicated. And if these attorneys and judge advocates don't have immigration law experience, it could create problems because that means that they could do something in those cases that could render an appeal by the you know, immigrants' defense teams. And then if that happens and you have all these cases getting appealed, it could actually add to the backlog.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking to Griff Jenkins from Fox News. I talked to your bureau mate just before you every week, Shannon Bream, and I was talking to her about this issue of National Guard troops and all. But since you've covered this story so much, tell me if my perception of this is wrong, because I read a lot of news. I read a lot of different news sources. Has there been a single incident, Griff, that you know of where there's been some contact or violence by a National Guard troop against a member of the public or a protester? I haven't seen one.
Well, no. And the reason why, Mark, is because the National Guard are not out there doing apprehensions like you see ICE doing. And we see, of course, these protesters clashing with ICE and Border Patrol and HSI agents, but the National Guard are doing other things. They're doing the supplement requirement administrative to, you know, assist in any way the federal law enforcement, and in some cases local, when you actually have a jurisdiction that's not a sanctuary jurisdiction. And, you know, that's why, like, they have a specific mission, and they're working in conjunction with federal law enforcement and federal agents to, in many cases, like we saw out in L.A., you know, just protect a federal building. And if you put a Humvee and some guardsmen in front of a federal building, guess what? The appetite for these protesters to go vandalize it, spray paint it, burn American flags goes way down. And so, you know, it's a collaboration that is basically, you know, serving a purpose. And so you haven't seen them do the things that Democrat politicians that are critical of them are saying they're doing.
Yeah. And you know, we've got a lawsuit against the governor of Missouri right now by some local activist who claims he was too intimidated by the National Guard being called out before the No Kings protest back in June that he couldn't attend, and he's suing the governor over that. I'm like, are you just a snowflake? Can you just admit that you're a snowflake if you're intimidated by a good guy with a gun?
Yeah, and you know, the thing that I always come back to, Mark, is this. When Pete Hegseth, SecDef Hegseth, was saying the other day that guardsmen told him that people in D.C. came up and thanked them for being there, that part of the story in the mainstream media never gets included.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
And neither does the victims of crime in these cities like D.C., where, you know, they aren't necessarily Trump supporters, but they're thankful to get it going, you know, to get crime down and to try and protect the city.
Sure.
And it's part of the reason why Muriel Bowser, our D.C. mayor, stands out in as a Democrat blue city mayor, saying, you know what, this maybe isn't so bad. Like, come on, guys, this is common sense. We'd rather be safe. It drives me nuts to see these people like J.D. Pritzker and Mayor Johnson out in Chicago and Illinois, because it almost seems like, Mark, they're saying, we're going to defend our crime. We love our crime. Leave it alone. We'll take care of it ourselves. We don't need your help.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to give Trump any kind of victory.
It's absolutely true. Griff, have a great weekend, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. And don't forget, root for the Commanders. Or the Redskins.
Or the Redskins.
Get that name back.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
All right. Yep. Remind me. As soon as it's time for long sleeve weather, which may not be long now, I'll have to start wearing my vintage Redskin shirt. Thanks to my friend Ken, who fixed me up with that one. I appreciate it. Oh, just got a picture. I may be violating his HIPAA rights. I just got a picture of Dan Buck's shoulder when it was out of socket. Oh, man, live, that looks painful. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back.